On the verge of preparing for its 30th anniversary, the volunteers and staff at LAF, Ladysmith Family and Friends, have put that celebration on the back burner while they prepare for the organization's 21st annual winter celebration. This much-anticipated family affair will be held Saturday, December 7th at the Aggie Hall, the home of LAF. The event has been rebranded as LAF's annual winter celebration, said Jackie Nelligan, executive director of LAF. It used to be called Breakfast with Santa, but after COVID hit and we couldn't continue on with the Breakfast with Santa, we moved into a different, more inclusive format. Since the beginning 21 years ago, the local Rotary Club has been a part of the event by doing the pancake breakfast, and Nelligan said that this year the Rotary members are still on board. Even during COVID and we were doing the baskets to hand out, Rotary still sponsored the breakfast, but it was the ingredients that were put into the basket for all families to take home and have their own breakfast, she said. The popularity of the winter celebration is evident by LAF putting on two sessions. The first is from 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. and the second is from 10:30 a.m. to noon. The two sessions are the same, but allows for more families to attend, but also gives a bit more space for the various activities and it's a bit calmer. There is probably 75 families at each one, and then we have our core of volunteers, Nelligan said. The event is free for families to attend, but donations are acceptable. With funds being what they are, for the past few years, we do accept donations and we've even had families sponsor another family. We don't want anyone to miss out, she said. Along with the pancake breakfast, there are activities including a family sing-along, a professional family photo and children's craft station. We give each family a festive bag with a meal that they can prepare at home, crafts that can be done at home, some LAF-created spice blends and bath salts and tea. There are lots of goodies for the family, Nelligan said. Throughout the year, the organization has been growing their own herbs and vegetables and have created blends and soup mixes for the families. We have a partner from the Shemanis community, Nelligan said. She and her family pick berries for us and we buy them from her and make blackberry jam here. We teach these different elements to families during different programs over the year. Food safe is always a part of everything we do and it's beneficial to the folks that come to LAF. The bags families take home from the winter celebration contain an assortment of items created by LAF folks that attend, so it's not just a learning exercise for them, but they also create to give back and the feeling is really marvelous. LAF has more than 500 families that are connected to the organization, and Nelligan said on any given day they could have 35 or more families participating. The programs are offered to all and they have a preferred donation, but they also have sponsored passes. The Ladysmith and District Credit Union, along with the Ladysmith Healthcare Auxiliary, cover the costs of sponsored passes, so with their help we try and make sure that any family that wants to come to LAF are able, she said. The winter celebration is a major part of the LAF year. It is the largest fundraiser our organization has, Nelligan said. The support we can get through this program also covers a large portion of the costs for our everyday family events. We are still hoping to get more organizations, businesses and even individuals on board as sponsors. The winter celebration has expenses and we are fortunate to have some very generous supporters, but it costs a lot to keep LAF working, for community families, all year long. The sponsorships we receive now not only put on our winter celebration for all who come, but they continue to fund the support we can do for the entire year. Tickets for the winter celebration are available online at www.familyandfriends.ca. For those interested in finding out more about LAF, or better still, helping the organization to continue their work and connect families and build a healthy, nurturing community for us all, please go to their website at www.familyandfriends.ca or inquire through their email admin at familyandfriends.ca.